Hello, Joanne. Thanks for hanging on. Welcome to Home Talk Radio, Joanne.
Hi, Danny.
Hello, Joanne.
Joanne. Yes.
Oh! Now, we made a little explanation. This is the Joanne. That's enough.
Yeah.
Okay, carry on, Joanne.
Well, I've got two pieces of news for you.
Yeah. Now, when we spoke to you last week, you'd run in and said when we was asking for women who are strangely attracted to footballers in the same way I believe that Marilyn Monroe is attracted to sex players in Some Like It Hot.
Yeah.
At any level. Now, you used to be work behind the bar at a very high-profile professional football club.
Yeah.
Premier League club. And you told us that your tally of having romantic liaisons, not to say having it off, with players was four players and a manager.
Three players and a manager.
I'm making you sound like a trollop, and I do not want to do it. I never do. No, Joanne, one time I hope you'll come in. Everyone hopes you'll come in.
Yeah.
No, but we like to meet the listeners. Anyway, just to bring him.
Oh, it's a very occasional thing, Danny. To be fair.
Where was it? Yeah. So she called us in and said, "Oh yeah, yeah, this club," and we went back club. Oh yeah, three players and a manager.
Kevin O'Shea, our regular correspondent. Yes, you're absolutely right about the club.
Okay. We can't give you the club, but Joanne knows. And then she said she got a call from one of the players who recognised her while she was talking to the show here and said, "Do you want to get together?" And that's how you left it last week, Joanne.
Right.
What can you tell us?
Well, we got together, and he actually took me to his new club.
Really?
Took me around,
Dan, just one second, Dan. Right there, what club would that be? Because you think you know this is...
Oh, yeah.
One second, Joanne.
Okay.
I know this show works on... Really? Oh, right, okay, not too far. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah! It's only in your car, right, isn't it? Okay, and?
Well, we went down when it was pretty late, about midnight.
Mm.
And he showed me around the club.
Yeah.
And,
he showed you around
at midnight?
One of the most famous clubs in Britain at midnight?
Yeah,
good for you. I like you a lot, Joanne. Yeah.
And, it happened there.
Oh!
It did.
Whereabouts in there?
In one of the offices.
Wow! What a man! What a woman!
Jeez, Joe, honestly, seriously, Joe, we have the facility here to give you your own website, and you deserve it, gal.
I say give her own radio show.
We've got those things up at the front. 18, you must be able to continue. Click here, otherwise we'll send you
nanny
somewhere
net,
else.
Yeah.
Nanny net, and I'll put all that on it. Wow, Joanne.
It wasn't the manager's office by any chance, was it?
I don't think so, no. Oh,
well done, Joanne.
Joanne, I've been saying, apart from the obvious and unbelievable testosterone interest in all of this, nevertheless, you are a fantastic correspondent.
Yeah.
Now, when was this, by the way?
Wednesday.
Good for you, gal. Has it got any legs on this relationship?
There was another piece. There was two pieces of news for us.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to confirm the Darren Anderson chat-up line.
No, it's true.
Yeah. Absolutely true.
Oh, this watch cost $3,000?
Yeah, he said exactly that to me.
That's a perfect... There's nothing wrong with it. It's a perfect legitimate... See, Joanne may be... Stay there, Joanne. Maybe interpreting that as a chat-up line, as a previous call of mine. Maybe Darren is just really pleased with his watch.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of men will ring and say, look, there's nothing sexual in this. Darren often says, "Send his watch costs $3,000. It's unfortunate that it's two barmaids so far.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. Coming back to your sexual encounter in a major football club with a famous player this week. Oh, no, she's gone.